Welcome to the most listened to golf in the world, the Fairways of Life show, on air, online, and around the world. With the most candid interviews, unforgettable stories, taking you beyond the ropes. Here's your host, New York Times best-selling author and Golf Channel's Matt Adams.
It is an absolute delight to welcome you here live at the PGA Show 2023. We are back in full force. The doors are just opening. People starting to file in to see everything that will define the 2023 season. And with that, I am absolutely delighted to open the show. Joe Ossoli is the president and CEO of Golf Tech. Joe, good to see you.
Hey, Matt, great to see you.
How great is it to have the industry back together in force?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite weeks of the whole year. And there's so much energy here. There's energy on the PGA Tour right now. But behind the scenes, the golf industry is rocking. And there's so many people here. And it's just a great morning to kick things off.
No doubt about that. Now, Golf Tech has kind of followed the trend, although you were absolutely trailblazing when you got it all underway. But you've been following the trend of golf getting stronger and stronger. You have now, correct me if I'm wrong, over 230 centers now around the world?
250. We opened
250.
We opened 25 last year.
Holy God, we are
nonstop growth right now.
All right. So if you and I didn't know each other and we're sitting at a bar someplace in Orlando, you know, last night.
Which we need to do.
and I said to you, what is Golf Tech? How would you answer?
So we're the world leader in golf improvement. We run golf training centers in 100 cities around the world where we employ PGA professionals. We pair them with great technology to give a fantastic golf lesson. We are a world leader in club fitting as well. We use our proprietary software to power a agnostic club fitting where we find the best club for you from all the major manufacturers, and then we deliver the clubs for you.
Now, as you can see with the video that's on your televisions, folks, you can get a sense of the stuff that Joe was talking about, and it's very impressive to me how much technology you're actually using.
It is. It's all proprietary, so we have a giant software team all around the world that works around the clock to advance our technology, and our latest innovation is optical-based motion tracking. So we used to need straps and cords to measure your swing. All of our instruction is based on measurement and facts and not just a golf pro's opinion or theory. But now we can do it through our camera. So it's a lot less invasive and
it's
really automatic in all the data we collect on you.
All right. So as you're collecting that data, when someone's coming in to get better at the game, to get fit for a new set of clubs, whatever it is, whatever the motivation is, maybe it's both. How much are you saving this data? So as you're working with them, you can say, okay, here's where you started, here's where we want to go, and here's where you're at.
All of it.
Okay.
So we've given 15 million lessons. We have nearly all of them on our server. We have whatever the terabytes, I don't know the technical terms, for the amount of data we have on the golf swing of all levels as well, which I think is important because we can coach people based on their skill and where they want to get from A to B.
Wow.
It may not always be tour level quality of where somebody's trying to get to, but you want to get from shooting 95 to shooting 85, we have the data to help you get there.
That is incredible. If people want to find a golf tech that's near them, how do they do it?
Just golftech.com. We're in the 75 largest cities in America. We're really everywhere and international.
And I assume there's something where you can do a drop down.
Enter your zip code or your address, and it'll geocode to where you are. Very easy to find us.
You know, I'm also curious, too. If someone wanted to go in, say, for, and I'm asking about this specifically because people forget sometimes about, say, a putter fitting or a wedge fitting. Yes?
Yes, all of that. Anything. All 14 clubs. We have proprietary software paired with a PGA Pro to do the fitting, deliver it in about a week right to you.
It's awesome. Okay, I want to talk a little bit more about the fitting at large now because for some people, they have the idea that they're not good enough to be fit. I personally feel it's actually the complete opposite, that everybody should be fit for their clubs. And if you're a beginning golfer and just trying to find your game, you can get the lesson, you can get better, and you can make sure that the equipment and the technology helps you play your best. What is the philosophy on the part of Golf Tech when it comes to the fitting process?
You know, couldn't agree more. Golf's hard enough, and if you're trying to learn golf with the wrong golf clubs, it's even harder. And just like you adjust the seat in your car or anything else to you and your body, you need your clubs. And it's not just the size of your clubs. It's the type of clubs that are more designed for beginners, make it easier to play golf. There's the whole range of, you know, the design and what your set makeup should be.
Now, when we talk about technology, you guys just, what, last fall acquired Skytrack. What was behind that?
Really exciting deal for us. They're the world leader in consumer and home launch monitors and simulators. And for us, it's just an extension of our brand. We plan to bring golf tech improvement into the home via all the Skytrack users.
Now, when you say bring golf tech improvement into the home, you've got me really intrigued right now. I'm saying, could you see a day? But I have a feeling you're going to be like, Maddie, the technology already exists. But could you see a day where someone's at home and they're getting coached and all this data is coming back and they're going, no, you're outside or whatever it is at the movies?
That's where we're going. That's what it's all about. Right now, it's, you know, Skytrack. We've only owned it a few months, and now we're working on this Skytrack golf tech integration.
It's so cool. So you saw immediately that Skytrack, I should ask you to explain what Skytrack is too, but you saw that that there was this possibility to integrate their technology with yours.
Absolutely. And we had this vision to bring golf tech to the world remotely, initially via your phone, but then we knew we needed the ball data and the club data, and Skytrack was the perfect piece to complement our vision, and now we're working on building it.
That is so cool. All of it is very, very cool indeed. Now, I do want to ask you, because we're sitting here at the show, last year you were the executive of the year at the pleasure. Was that last year?
It was.
Yeah,
well,
that was
PGA.
When we were up and we were sitting on the Golf Channel
That's
set together.
Right.
The years start to run. But this year is the 70th year of this show. As an executive and a prominent one in the golf industry at that, Joe, how important is this PGA merchandise show?
For us, it's really important. I brought 18 team members with me this week for Golf Tech and for Skytrack. And everybody we do business with literally in the world is right here. I just walked out of a meeting with some guys from Tokyo. Everybody's here this week.
Oh, it's fantastic. So you can make sure that you get the best instruction for your game. You can make sure that you get the best fitting for your game. I mean, look at the amount of data and technology that they're using to ensure that you can be the very best that you can be, which leads me to, I guess, I'm not going to say it's the last question because I have one more for you too, but it's an important question. There are a lot of people, Joe, who are afraid of taking a lesson. Do you,
right.
you know where I'm going with this?
I do. We just had this conversation about how intimidating a golf lesson can be, and it shouldn't be. You know, we have great PGA professionals. Part of their training is how to be welcoming, and come on in. Golf is so much more fun if you play it better and you're not frustrated. And we see all levels of golfers, and we do everything we can to try to ease that intimidation factor, but we know it exists.
How much do you think a place like Golf Tech is helping the growth of the game, particularly for people who are coming into the game for the first time?
Well, we gave 1.7 million golf lessons just last year, so that was a lot of times. Jeez. We made someone better and made the game more fun across all levels, from great players to total beginners.
Before we went on the air today, you were telling me that you have built your own studio at the headquarters.
Yes.
And you had, if I remember correctly, 200 million views, was it?
Yes, through our YouTube channel and then our social media channels and on our own website. We've built a high-powered, you know, golf content machine, golf instruction content machine.
It's awesome. So if you're looking to improve your game, that's a great way to get at least
start
a glimpse
there, right?
To get started in terms of what's right for you and how. And as Joe noted, which is so important, do not be intimidated by the process, because it isn't. It's you. It's about your body and what your body's capable of doing, ensuring that we maximize your golf swing, as you can see once again.
And we've seen it all, so don't worry about anybody coming in.
But that's a benefit. Right?
Absolutely.
You said all this data, what'd you say, 15 million
lessons
are
in our history.
In your system?
Yeah.
So believe me, there's nothing that you're dealing with at home that they can't help you play better or get better at. And then the custom fitting part, which you'd already noted, is so critically important. Can I even ask you, would you know if I said how many combinations do you have?
Oh, it's tens of thousands of the shafts and the heads. You know, a few years ago when the clubs went interchangeable and they were no longer glued together, now it's really unlimited. We have all the major brands. We'll get you what you need.
That is awesome. And the new stuff that we're looking at this week, it will start to be available through Golf.
We already have it.
You do?
We have the Paradigm. We have the new Stealth Driver, the Ping G430. It's already in all of our centers.
Breaking news right there with Joe. Okay, here's the most important question I got. I knew I was saving this one for last. There are people watching us now from coast to coast.
Yes.
And they're very interested in all the things we're talking about to help improve their game, to get fit, et cetera. Where do they go for more information? Back to the website?
You can go to golftech.com or you can go to skytrackgolf.com for the Skytrack devices.
Oh, perfect. So we've got all kinds of different places where you can get the information of exactly what will be best for your game. Joe, it is always a pleasure.
Matt, thanks for having me.
I'm so proud of you guys and what you're doing. They're helping to grow the game of golf. They're helping all of us enjoy it even more and more. We have so much more for you live from the PGA Show 2023. Stay with us. More coming up.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
So many options.
That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
It's as easy as 5-2-3.
Doesn't get any easier.
This Houdini Soul is like magic.
When you just need to launch it.
I wish more of my pro-am partners had these.
I wish more of everybody had these.
Because golf is hard.
So make it easier.
Make it 5-2-3-easier.
If there was a trophy for the most forgiving clubs, these would win every year.
You want to talk about winning? You know he knows a bit about that.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition, plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing, 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
Welcome back to the Fairways of Life show, folks. We are live at the 2023 PGA Show here at the Orange County Convention Center, the full breadth and width of which is absolutely massive. You can see that people are just starting to filter into the show on this day one, and we are super pumped. So, too, to show you some of the new products that will be in the industry for 2023. Chris Voschel is joining us, one of the engineers at Mizuno. Chris, always good to see you.
Always great to see you. Thank you so much.
So I am holding one of your works of art in my hand. I've told you for years, you know this is my opinion. The Forge clubs that Mizuno makes, I think are the most artistic product in the marketplace. But these are also packed with tons of technology. You want to start here?
I would love to start here. All right. This is the JPX 923 Tour. Obviously, with Mizuno, people know small forge, blade, stuff like that. This is along that lineage. So this is a one-piece grain flow forge golf club. It's got the look and a dress of like a muscle back, so it looks really players-friendly. You can do a lot of working with it. But at the same time, underneath it, there's the copper underlay. So you've got that super soft feel, and you can see some aggressive weighting going on the back. So that's where it differs a little bit from the muscle backs, is the weighting is a little bit more toe-weighted to add a little bit more forgiveness to it.
There's a beautiful shot of it there on your television screen. You can see what Chris is talking about in terms of getting that weight low down to and below the equator of the golf ball to help get the ball airborne. And I'm looking at this one, too. Pretty decent sized flange on this, yet it still looks very much in the business end of players club.
That's what it's all about, is if you can have something that looks the part at a dress of a players club, but hide a little bit of that forgiveness into it, that's the secret sauce there. That's what players want.
Is this in the marketplace now?
This will be in the marketplace on in like a couple of days, okay. actually. Couple yeah, days any away. Day now. So you can get fit for this today, though.
All right, get fit for it today, wherever you buy your golf clubs, maybe at the PGA Tour Superstore. And here we have,
Yeah. This is the JPX 923 Forge. This is the next step up in terms of forgiveness from that last one. Still looks clean. It's got a lot of bling going on from behind. What you don't understand, what you won't recognize when you're at a dress, is this has some speed behind it, too. It's a chromoly material that we forged this out of. So there's a ton of pop off the face. So you got a lot of distance, but still that Mizuno feel you love.
I love it. Let's go through some of the elements. First of all, I love the way you did the satin finish and then you did the high polish on it. You can see it here. We often talk about it, guys, where we're talking about the way that they bevel the backside. You can even blunt the front, your pre-wear, if you please. This is just a beautiful iron. Do you have a handicap?
I'm a scratch player, yes.
Okay.
Oh, but a handicap for this. So yeah. I could play like a combo of these two. So this is, I'd probably put this in that mid to low handicap range.
Yeah.
Probably going up to like the 10s or 12s, something like that.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous product. Very, very well done. This is what I'm talking about with the aesthetics that Mizuno brings to fore. Every single year they do this with their works of art. Okay, where are we going from here?
Now we got the ST wood line. So Mizuno, obviously the first thing you think of with Mizuno, you think of irons. But we've been putting so much technology within our wood line lately. I'm so stoked to show you the new STZ. This STZ and STX 230.
All right, you tell me where you want to start.
We're going to start with kind of what ties them together, and then I'll talk about what separates them.
Okay.
So a lot of technology built into the sole. You can see the unified composite sole, composite crown. The thing that'll draw your attention, though, is this blue section right here. We call that the Cortec chamber. This is a section right here where we actually have a TPU material with a stainless steel embedded within that. What it does, it allows a little bit more flex to the face, but also concentrates that mass low and forward. You were talking about that mass below the equator.
Yeah.
It's going to help launch the ball. It's going to help lower the spin, give you incredible distance, incredible feel, also tons of ball speed. So exactly what you're looking for. And there's two models within this, the STZ and the STX. Really, that's for player profile. The fitting world will determine which one's better for you. The Z is going to be a little bit more neutrally weighted. The X is going to be a little bit more heel weighted. Straighter flying and a little bit more workable between the two.
Wow, it is absolutely beautiful. Okay, let's for a second, which one do you want to talk about individually? So I'm going to go through some features and benefits.
Let's talk about the Z.
Okay, let's talk about the Z. I'm going to put this down for 1 second.
Cool.
And let's hold the Z up here.
Sure.
Take me through the soul of this club in terms of what the philosophy was,
yeah.
with the weight, etc.
Absolutely. So the first thing you'll see on the soul is we move the weight along what we call the Z axis. That's where the name comes from. The Z axis is the axis that goes straight back from the middle of the club. So that means it's very neutrally weighted. It means it's going to want to track straight. So it means it's going to be very forgiving and just be a straight ball flight golf club. Then it's all about optimizing that weight. Where do you put it? So the composite crown or the composite sole right here removes a ton of mass here and lets us concentrate it lower and deeper. That lower and deeper concentration means easier to launch, easier to control. And then obviously that Cortec chamber I mentioned, that look right there, that little piece that doesn't look like it's doing much is doing a ton in terms of increasing ball speed and increasing forgiveness.
All right, so hopefully I can hold this up to the camera well, and I know Andrew back in the studio has tons of video to show you. The composite top that you put on this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a really great look to it. It helps frame the ball, but it's doing more than just that. Obviously, it's helping us move mass around. That composite, obviously a lot lighter than the titanium, so moving mass from high in the club to low in the club. Again, all about forgiveness, all about consistency.
Now, I know this obviously is working in union with other technology, but you want to talk to us about the face?
I'd love to. So this is a beta titanium face. If you want to get super technical, it's an SAT 2041 beta titanium face. What that does is that face is super strong, and it's got a really low modulus and a high tensile strength. That doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. What it means is it's going to flex a lot, and it's not going to break when it flexes. So utilizing that material helps us really thin it out and optimize it for a large, what we call core area, for a consistent rebound speed.
Love it. Okay, let's go on to driver number two.
Yeah,
STX. Because I am going to ask you when we finish, Chris, which driver do you think is best for what type of golf?
Perfect. So the STX, everything I talked about before is the same. One key difference, and that's where we put the extra weight. With the STZ, we pulled everything back. With the STX, we pushed stuff more towards the heel. So you can see actually this major weight part moved towards the heel, and also the composite shifted towards the toe. Again, all things to minimize what we call the CG to shaft axis distance. So that's going to determine how the closure rate of the golf club, how easy it is to work or how easy it is to hit the ball straight.
So is this a little bit of a draw bias?
It's interesting you say that, because that's the first inclination most people have is draw bias. But most draw bias drivers, they're upright, they're closed faces, and they have that short CG distance. This has a short CG distance, but we didn't pull those other levers. So I like to call this the more workable version. I like to compare it to a muscle-back blade, has a really short heel-weighted design also. Muscle-back blade's not draw bias, it's easy to work. So this is the workable model versus the straight shooting model.
Absolutely love it. Okay, well, you kind of almost answered that last question.
Right.
Workable model versus the straight shooting model. Which model is best for what type of golf?
So honestly, we've seen, like on the PGA Tour, we've seen a split between the two, but it really comes down to the player and the fitter. This one's going to spin it a touch more with the X. That spin helps you work the ball a little bit more. The STZ is going to be that straight hitting one. Ultimately, it's all about what that fitting bay tells you, what that launch monitor tells you to get you dialed in.
All right, you hold on to that one for me. I'm going to grab one of these beautiful irons that we have here. So all of this product that we're looking at, where can we get more information?
More information on MizunoGolf.com. Visit any of your local retailers. They're available a lot of different places, but MizunoGolf.com is your best place for a ton of information.
Dude, I love what you're doing.
Cool. Thanks
well
so
done.
Much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate
well.
It, Matt.
Chris Voschel joining us from Mizuno. I'm going to give all this stuff back to you folks as we are in the middle of the first morning of the 2023 PGA Show. And amongst all the products that we've been excited about and been talking about, not only here, but also in what I'm doing on Golf Channel, is the fact that the new Pro V1 golf balls are being introduced here this week. Yes, they are already being seeded, or beyond it, they're being played on tours all over the world. And now they are ready to rock and roll right here for the world to see at the PGA Merchandise Show. With that, you can see this great video that Titleist has sent us to with how they actually make a golf ball. Have you guys seen this before? It is incredibly impressive. There's no doubt about that. So I'm pretty excited about where we're going right now. Crowd starting to gather around us here for our live broadcast from inside of the PGA Show. Yeah, all those pieces go into the magic that make a golf ball. And the golf balls that carry the name Titleist are absolutely unique. There is little doubt about that. So we welcome you to this 2023 PGA Show. I am joined by Jeremy Stone, his VP of Golf Ball Marketing for Titleist. And I love that you bring props with you. How's it going so far? Good to see you.
It's going really well. Great to see you as well. We had to bring the fun toys. We know you love seeing what's under the hood.
I do like seeing what's under the hood. You have the new Pro V1s out for 2023.
I got new Pro V1, new Pro V1X, and we figured we could just talk about them, give everyone a little bit of insight.
Oh, let's do that insight, because you can see, this is what I mean about how excited I am about it. Jeremy actually has brought us golf balls that have been cut in half, and you're also seeing on this side, this is the core. Now, Jeremy, the core that you guys have put in these new Pro V1s is an advanced core. It is a high gradient core. How do we explain that to the world?
Yeah, exactly right. So the high gradient basically means this intersection of the core is a little bit softer. And then as you move towards the outside, it's going to get a little bit firmer. What does that mean for the golfer? It's going to take down the long game spin. That's going to help you maximize distance, create more stability in the wind. Sure. All really good things. But because we did it all under the hood, it means we didn't change the cast urethane cover. Gives you that great greenside control you're looking for. So you get everything greenside, but we got you better consistency and distance off the tee.
Now, that greenside spin, which is important to talk about because you can see it on the graphic on your television right now, folks, that's a casing layer underneath the urethane. Could you talk to us about that union and how they work together?
Yeah, so once we mold the core, we then want to make sure that we protect that core from any outside stuff, anything like humidity, water, anything that might intrude and slow down that golf ball. So that casing layer, which is actually where the name came from, it was like a veneer layer, that adds speed and helps us lower that spin even further. It's really designed to amplify the speed, but also help us dial in the spin.
Yeah, and that, of course, the spin that's so important that Jeremy's talking about is knowing where you get the spin, where you need it, where you want it, and where you don't get the spin, where you don't need it and don't want it. So to that point, let's talk about the Pro V1X for a second. You mind if I switch, let's trade. Yeah, and so I can hold this one up to the camera. The Pro V1X, this is a different core golf ball, but still using that same high gradient technology.
Yeah, so dual core technology. You can see here the smaller core, and then we put an outer core over the top. That was the original method to get to high gradient because that inner core is extremely soft. We get firmer with this outer core. Anytime with a golf ball, you're putting a hard item over a soft item, that's going to bring the spin rate down. That's what we're trying to do here, particularly on the long shots. But then we make sure we put that same casing layer and a really soft cast urethane. That brings the spin back up. It all works in concert so that with this golf ball, compared to Pro V1, you're going to get higher flight, but you're also going to get higher spin rates, mostly call it mid-irons into the green.
Now, these golf balls are already out on the tours around the world. What feedback are you getting from the best in the world?
So the feedback has been awesome. They've been out since October. We started launching them. We targeted Shriners, but Gary Woodland, MJ Duffy, Gary Kego said, nope, I need them early. And so we actually allowed those guys to play 1 week early. The feedback mostly has been, love the spin rates on Pro V1. It was inspired a little bit by one of our custom for tour options, which was the Left Dot product. And the Pro V1X, everyone said, wait, it's always been a little bit firm. This one feels softer because this inner core, in addition to being really soft, it got bigger. It's about 40% larger volume.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's telling us that feels more solid or softer. They all have a different way to describe it, but the feedback's been amazing. Spin rates are great. Anytime you can give a player more stability into the wind,
right,
tour players are happy.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. Wind shearing is another term that we use when we're talking about golf balls. And that very much is about this dimple pattern that you guys have, which you said what's working is working. You didn't mess around with that.
That's right. So the 388 dimple pattern on Pro V1 remains the same. It's a mid-flight, mid-trajectory golf ball. We have 348 on the Pro V1X. The reason for that, those dimples are shallower. That gets the ball higher up into the air. Those dimple patterns were in a really great spot for allowing us to go now monkey around with the core and create that high gradient core so that our players have the ability to fine tune based on their needs.
I love this video because it shows you who some of your players are. You want to talk to us about the stable?
It's been amazing. We have, as you know, I worked with Bob Vokey for years. He said the best R&D department in the world is the PGA Tour. So when you go out and talk to a Justin Thomas or a Jordan Spieth about their Pro V1X, or you talk to a Tony Finau about his Pro V1 golf ball, or Scottie Scheffler playing and trusting Pro V1, you get some amazing feedback. And what you're seeing here are some of the early sessions. Actually, right after the U.S. Open, we put in some sessions with some of the best players in the world, learning about these new prototypes, and the feedback was amazing.
Now, all of this leads to a word that I'm about to say to you guys that is critically important but not discussed enough in general golf circles, and that is consistency. Can you talk to us about the lineage of consistency from Titleist and why this is so important?
Well, we're all looking for that in our game. And the golf ball is the only piece of equipment you're going to use on every single golf shot. So when you want consistency, it starts with the piece of equipment that you use for every shot. We build it in. So every one of these processes you see here, so when we mold this inner core, when we then add the outer core, when we add the casing layer, which you can't see anymore, but it's molded there, there are quality checks along the way. Each golf ball goes to over 100 quality checks. Every associate in our ball plants have the ability to kind of hit the big proverbial red button to say, something's not right.
Whoa.
And we start over because we have to get it right. The first ball, the second ball, the third ball in the sleeve, it has to do the same thing so you can trust it.
That is so amazing because that is what Titleist is. That's the lineage of Titleist as we all know. Now, I asked you about tour players. I asked you about the reaction here and there. What are you hearing from the industry? What are you hearing from the trade in terms of excitement with the new Pro Vs?
It's so much fun to be here and really get to listen and learn from some of our best partners. We've had these golf balls. We've been talking about them for a little while now, and players are finally getting a chance to play them. And they're saying the same thing. What's amazing to players who've had early prototypes is that wind stability. They're hitting it into a crosswind, and they're saying, you know, I usually aim 15 feet right of that pin. I got to learn now to go right at my target because it's more stable. It's able to hit my target more often. And the reality would be here at the PGA Show, you're talking about partners in the business.
Yeah.
They love the opportunity to have a new Pro V1 and a Pro V1X in their golf shops.
All right. So for people that are watching us from coast to coast, whether it's your dad watching us up on Nesson or any of our affiliates around North America, we want to be able to send people to a place where they know what golf ball is best for their game. How do we do it? Where do we send?
So the best thing you can do, I heard you earlier talking about fitting. Go find a fitter. Go find a trusted fitter. Hit the golf balls because there are distinct differences in the flight, the spin, and the feel. The other thing you can do is you can visit Titleist.com. We have a ton of information there, some of these great videos. We also have a golf ball selector tool. You answer a couple of questions,
okay,
we'll make a recommendation. But the reality is go out on the golf course, start by the green, you work your way back to the tee, at least in your mind. We know that golf courses don't always allow for that. But you want to be thinking about those scoring shots first and then work your way back to the tee from a performance standpoint to really fine-tune the performance.
All right, so remember, it's the Golf Ball Selector Tool, and you can find it at Titleist.com. And just again, to recap, we're talking about higher flight with a little more spin with the Pro V1X, and you're talking about slightly lower flight with less spin for the Pro V1. Did I get it
right?
Exactly right. Okay, and this, you always tell me, is a gold standard.
Pro V1 is the ball by which all others are measured. If you're doing it yourself, start with this golf ball. And if then you decide you need a little higher flight, higher spin, we've got the Pro V1X. If this still you need to get lower flight, lower spin, or really love soft feel, we still have the AVX. So there are great options out there for you, but start with Pro V1 and you can't go wrong.
See, the reason why I love interviewing you is because you always lead me right where I want to go next. I'll say a few weeks from now, maybe a couple months, you tell me, I'd like to talk to you about the entire line of golf ball offerings from Titleist so that people are aware of everything you guys have available.
We'd be happy to do it. It's awesome. Something for everyone.
Something for everyone. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank
great work. We're so excited about the new Pro V1s. They are in the marketplace right now, and they are available to all of you. There they are. More from the 2023 PGA Show. The Fairways of Life Show comes back after this.
Yes. Hello, world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to BoyneGolf.com.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time
so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
So many options.
That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous Lynx courses and our world-famous Parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
Welcome back to the 2023 PGA Show here in Orlando, Florida. Absolute delight to have your company. You can see the people starting to file in. The doors are now officially open, and everyone is getting a chance to see everything that will define the year 2023, at least on the equipment side of the business. John DeCastro is joining me. He's the global director of Bushnell Golf. John, great to see you.
Good to see you, man.
You have come with a lot of different goodies. Let's hold up some of these.
You bet.
For the world, where do you want to start today and telling the world what you have?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's start with lasers. But everything that we're showing in the Bushnell Golf booth this year is new. And if that weren't exciting enough, everything is the next evolution in its respected category.
Now, wait a minute. Everything is new.
Unbelievable,
dude,
but
true. Dude, you guys are already the market leader. So you, yes. You reinvented everything again?
We did. And so, you know, it helps that we had a couple of fall launches. So we hope everyone will come by the booth or go to bushnellgolf.com to see everything that's new. But I brought some things to highlight with you and your viewers. And we'll start with V6.
Okay.
So Bushnell Golf is known for lasers. We invented the category back in the late 90s, and since that time, we've been committed to innovation. And so the V6 comes to market with improved accuracy, improved consistency. It's more water resistant.
Yep.
The optics are fantastic and a new style. And then we pair that with the V6 shift, and the main difference there is slope, and you just switch that slope on and off with that slope.
All right, hold off on the V6 shift for just a second. I want to talk to you more about this. First of all, lots of people are using Bushnell product right now, and lots of people are using rangefinders. How are you ensuring that this new rangefinder is even more accurate?
So a lot of it comes down to technology and the advancement of technology. So if you think about how a laser works, it's sending out a beam, and those pulses come back, right? So you send a beam out, it comes back, and the timing that's measured gives us a distance.
Okay.
This level of sophistication in that chip that's reading the timing gives us a difference. So there are a lot of lasers out there, and some of them are pretty cheap, and they will give you a number, but that number is nowhere close to what you're trying to hit, and that's what we've improved here.
Now, once we've hit our target, how does this unit tell us that we've hit our target? What feedback do we get?
Yeah, so years ago, Bushnell introduced Jolt, which gave you a little vibration, and a couple of years ago, we introduced Visual Jolt.
Awesome.
So when you're looking through here, when you hit your target, you're going to see a ring flash, and you're going to feel a vibration. You know you're locked into that flag.
That is so cool. Okay, now, you talked about we on this one, we have a slope option to turn it off and
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
Let's first of all tell the world about why someone would want to turn slope off and on.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So, you know, it's not just the geometry. When the flag is above or below your feet, that takes away or adds distance to that shot.
Yep.
And you're going to want to know what that is. But here's the thing. There are a lot of different products out there that might just go off of the elevation alone.
Yep.
But think about how a golf ball flies. We just talked to Titleist. You know that ball gets up high. You want steep descent angles. And so that changes everything. We use a multiplier in our patented algorithm that gives you an exact distance with slope. Yep. And that's why 99% of the tour use Bushnell.
That's awesome. Now, what I like, too, is that you guys have continued to evolve in terms of the cosmetics of the product.
Yeah.
They look great.
Absolutely. And they feel great. And that's
important. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Even the way you've, what do you call it, ergonomic?
Is absolutely.
That
yeah.
The terminology that we're using. Now, there's another really cool feature to this. And it's one that I'm sure if you guys have had a Bushnell product before, you're already taking advantage of. But it is inherent in these new ones as well. And that is the ability to take this and just snap it right on the metal of your cart.
I'll tell you, the bite feature is, we call it a franchise feature. It's on all of our products now. And it really has revolutionized the sport to just make it easy to get to this product. It's right there on your cart. We also share a little clip. If you're a walker, you can just keep it on the outside there. And
So,
you're right. Bite, absolutely. And I'm so proud that you are an avid Bushnell user because you know all the features.
Well, you know what I'm an avid user of is the Wingman. Because the Wingman, you know, we're talking about that bite technology. It's actually bit to the chair right now.
We had it right on the
frame of the chair where all of this works. So I do enjoy the Bushnell product. I'm a big, big fan. Now, I will tell you this. I'm going to hold this
yes,
up
sir.
So my family can see this. A couple years ago, it was more than a couple years ago, I was saying to my family, I love the Wingman. It was just like this. We were on the air.
Yeah.
So I got one for Father's Day. But mine is a cylinder.
Yep.
And this is the new one in the shape of this, what do I call a triangle.
Yeah.
What's changed?
Well, so let me explain why we did this shape first off. So we added the exterior display. So you still have the option to hear your distances audibly, but you can also see them. But when you hook it to a cart bar, we wanted you and the passenger to be able to read that display. And so that's why the shape drove this design. The other thing is we can really get great audible sounds out of this because we can put a woofer in here. We gained more space and surface area.
Look at that. Look how great that looks.
Oh, it's beautiful. And the audio is great. The screen's fantastic. But here's my favorite thing. This little remote controls everything.
The little remote is at the top of it. There you can
yes.
see it.
Yes. And so it magnets in there, so you can just pop it out.
Yeah.
And with this remote, you can control the audio of the speaker. You can pause or advance songs. You can control all the GPS features so you can hear your distances. And we built in some fun things, like there's first tee announcements that you can go into the app, push a button, and it'll say, now on the first tee, you know, from Hoboken or wherever you're from, you know, we want to bring in the first golfer. So that's Wingman View. Brand new this year, and we're showing that. That's going to be shipping here in April.
Shipping in April for Wingman View. And as John was talking about, too, the sound quality from these Wingmans, that's the thing that really excites me the most.
Yeah.
I do love this piece. Again, I don't have this modern version, so I don't have all the bells and whistles. But when you push the button, it will tell you your distances. Now you can also see it. So this is awesome. And I'm going to take advantage of the bike technology and
there
put that one there. However, as the use of music and chilling out in the golf course and having fun continues to grow, what do I have here?
Oh, yes. But wait, there's more. So
wait, there's more.
Wingman Mini. So now this is designed more for the walker. But I will tell you,
it's got the bite.
It has the bite and the sound is thumping. So you're not giving up any quality and sound. But we created the design in this shape because we wanted you to be able to blindly orient to this button. We envision
what is that button? Is that the on and off button?
That button will give you the distances.
What?
So you're playing your music. Here's the use case we envision, Matt. You got your bag on your back. We want you to be able to reach back, locate that button, hear how far you are, then set your bag and choose your club. So we came up with this shape to make it super easy to orient the distance button, and that's Wingman Mini. The other beautiful thing about Mini, you noticed it did have bite in there. If you are a cart guy, Mini can be for you too. They're really easy to pair. Put one on each side and you're in stereo out on the course.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could. I'm such an idiot. I had no idea you could pair two.
Hey, it's new to me too.
At the same time.
Guys smarter than me figured it out. But the beauty is they will be paired. They're playing the same song. And when you get the distance from one, you're getting the distance from both. It's just like having stereo.
Wow, this is very, very cool. So, yeah, I mean, you could if you had it on the with the bike technology, I don't know if you guys can see it.
Yeah.
We're using it on our chairs, literally. It's biting. And it really holds, by the
way.
Oh,
it's not coming off.
You know, I wanted to ask you one more question. With any of these products,
yeah,
what are you doing in terms of batteries and battery life? Is that continuing to evolve?
Oh, boy, it sure is. And, okay. And you know, we are not a company who drives the technology and batteries, but we partner with the best. And so you're getting, you know, if you think about it, this thing is pulling Bluetooth. It's playing songs. If you crank it up all the way, you're still going to get, you know, 10 hours of life out of this battery.
Really?
Yeah. And we also put ports down here in the bottom. So if your phone's running low, go ahead and plug your phone in here and it'll help charge that on the course while you're playing.
Dude, you are selling on this thing. All right, let me ask you the next question. When are these products available in the marketplace?
Everything in April.
Everything in April from Bushnell will be out there, as you started to tell us when you first came on. John, I'm very excited about it.
Thank you.
It is totally awesome to see all this stuff. It's one of my favorite segments every year when we get to talk about the Bushnell product. We have much more to talk about at this 2023 PGA show. All of it coming up right after this.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous Lynx courses and our world-famous Parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
many options.
That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
It's as easy as 5-2-3.
Doesn't get any easier.
This Houdini soul is like magic.
When you just need to launch it.
I wish more of my pro-am partners had these.
I wish more of everybody had these.
Because golf is hard.
So make it easier.
Make it 5-2-3-easier.
If there was a trophy for the most forgiving clubs, these would win every year.
You want to talk about winning? You know he knows a bit about that.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
Back to the 2023 PGA Merchandise Show. We are so excited to have your company. There you can see all the people filing their way into the show as the doors are now officially open and they're starting to pour in. And I guarantee you, I know where the vast majority are going. The vast majority are going to the Callaway booth, as cavernous as it is, because they're dying to see the new products from Callaway. Michael Verska is here with me. Michael, I want to make sure I get your title right. Director of Custom Fitting and Player Performance for Callaway Golf. The title that I call him is just a friend. And it's good to see you again, my friend. How are you?
Good to see you. Thanks.
I'm going to hold that for you so we can really show it off. Talk to us about the new product. What are people excited about?
Yeah, so it's been a big year for us already. The launch is out. We've won three PGA Tour events. And, you know, we're in a row. We can't win them all until you win the first three. So we're at a good start there. You know, we're excited about the irons. We're excited about the drivers. But, you know, to talk about this, you know, the new Paradigm family, it's all about technology. It's all about performance. You know, when you get in the iron specifically, it's got a 455 cup face. And what that allows us to do is, you know, really dial in the performance throughout the face. You know, if you miss hit it a little bit, to get the right launch, the right spin, no matter where it is. It's got what we call a speed frame. What that means is we've taken weight out where it doesn't do anything. You can kind of see that now. You can see the AI in the back of the face. But again, that hollow body speed frame is so critical to get the performance, again, all across the face. We can use the most mass perfectly. We got dual tungsten weighting. We got urethane microsphene, so it feels like a player's club, right? It feels like a forged club and yet has all that technology. Two models, the Paradigm and the Paradigm X, if you need a little more draw bias, a little more higher launch. So really strong start with the irons.
It's also very strong, as Callaway always is, in the aesthetics, so that when you're putting this club in your bag, anything that has a Callaway name on it, I know you're going to be proud to be playing. But this one just overall really looks pretty. It's very artistic.
Well, thank you. We have a great industrial design team, but it's more than that, right? It's the R&D getting the right offset, getting the right top line thickness. So it looks like you want to look, but still has to perform. So, yeah, I appreciate that from the team and a lot of great work. The blue and the gold pop. The bags look great on tour with that same thing. So, yeah, it's a whole family of hopefully continued success.
All right, a couple things I just want to touch on since we have Michael's company here. We can talk about it. First of all, the width of the flange of this club, the width of the sole, it's clearly made to help players play better. I see a nice amount of offset on this. I love the way you guys did the top line so that the top line is very pleasing to the eye on the business end of what you do. There's some great shots of the club on the television. Could you kind of talk to us about these different elements of the design technology?
Yeah, sure. We're always looking at the player type, right? And who is this guided for? What does their swing look like? And we have feedback. What do they like the look of? So, you know, getting the right sole width is really critical. Getting the right bounce. You'll see this little bit of pre-worn sole area right here. That's really important. So, you know, you can go after it if you want to. That's right there. You can go after it, but, you know, you don't have to worry about chunking it, so to speak,
yeah,
for those players who maybe hit one a little heavy now and then. So, you know, we talk about all, because we have such a big team, because R&D is so important to us, there is no detail that's not looked at, right? We're constantly looking at how we do each and every part, from the offset to the top line width, top line thickness to that sole that you mentioned. Each aspect of it, the bounce, the curvature, the radius, all factor in.
When will these be available?
They're available for pre-sale now, so you can go online. You can go get fit. I mean, I strongly recommend you go try them for yourself and get fit. And we start selling officially on February 24th when you want to go in. But you can go hit them right now. Find your local fitter.
And I already know that the booth, the Callaway booth, is absolutely packed with soles at this hour.
Yeah, it was hard to get out of there, actually, to come see you, which is a good problem to have.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, now we're going to give you something that is causing a tremendous amount of excitement. I'm going to work back to the fairway metals here.
Yeah.
But let's start with the new driver, because if there's a product in the marketplace that I would say that's causing the most buzz and fairness, it's got to be this driver. You want to take us through all the different elements?
I do, and this really is the winner of everything. And it all starts with what we call a 360 carbon chassis. So you can see John Rahm there. He's one too. And we'll start with that carbon chassis, the forged carbon sole. So that is literally different chunks of carbon fiber that are pressed and forged in a way that's really only been done in exotic cars and race cars, and now we brought it to it. In a golf club, and it's carbon where you want it. It has the titanium on the front, the titanium in the back, jailbreak AI, with kind of a wishbone, an hourglass, which ties the crown to the sole. So we're really maximizing the deflection in the face in a good way. That's what drives the speed. Obviously, we're doing everything with AI, and get all that together, and it's an amazingly forgiving golf club. 15% downrange. We're seeing that on tour players. We're seeing that with average players. You get the right launch, you get the right spin, and you keep that right launch, and you keep that right spin, and you keep those vast ball speeds across the face because of all of that tied together.
Now, we all know that the number one driver of product in the marketplace, ultimately it's always performance, but on the front end, it's tour validation. And what are you hearing from the best players in the world? Obviously, you talked about your 3-for-3 on the PGA Tour for 2023. Pretty darn good solid start. What are you hearing?
So we always have good success, but this year has been a next level. Talking to Tim Reed and Jacob Davidson, who run the tour teams, how quick they've adopted them, because tour players like, I love to hit it, right? And they do, but then they want to go test. They want to take it to their home course. You can see from the numbers in Hawaii, almost 100% of our players went in this week one. There's no better validation from a tour than that, and other than maybe winning 3-for-3 events. You got Siwoo Kim, you got Rahm, now they're at Torrey this week. We're hoping for another big week. So adoption in the Triple Diamond, that's our number one driver on tour. But we get some players playing the standard paradigm as well. So
I want to get into those different choices in a second, Michael. I'm just going to put this down because I want to go to another prop that you were kind enough to bring us. This is obviously what a head looks like when it doesn't have a shaft in it. I'm going to hold this up here so that Andrew and Dom can grab the shot on this one. However, this is not necessarily what it appears to be. Michael brought this one to show us the different elements of the club, because this one comes in pieces. This is a classic, take us under the hood.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
So this is the carbon fiber, and really everything revolves around this 360 carbon chassis, because there, as you can see, there's no titanium, there's no aluminum, there's no structure holding this together. This is removing all the weight from the center, virtually all the weight from the center.
Of course, how light it is.
It's amazingly light. It allows to push us to the weight to the front and the back. So that's carbon where it really does the most good. Again, two different kinds of carbon, using the materials in the best way possible. The thinness and the lightness of the top, the lightness but the strength of the bottom. Some great combination
there. All right, I'm going to put that aside for a second. Really hold it over here, because this is the rest of what goes with that driver. The weight in the back, the titanium face. Take us through some of the technology. Let's start.
Yeah, start in the back. So, anytime you can drive weight to the back, that's going to increase MOI. With our Paradigm model, we also have the APW, that adjustable perimeter weighting. This is 15 grams. So, it's about 15 yards. You go all the way toe to all the way heel. So, again, if you're a player who just fades it, or just draws it.
Did you say there's 30 yards of difference from one extreme to the other?
15 from one to the other.
Oh, my gosh.
So, 15 yards. And then you get to the face, and that's where the magic really happens.
Yeah.
Here, so you get to the face. So you have the forged cup face, forged titanium, the best in the world, most consistent. We have our jailbreak AI, and again, that ties the crown
to
the sole.
Oh, that's very cool that we can see that. Can you guys get a shot of that with the AI? As well as the jailbreak, very neat.
And then when you go in really closely, you can see the different topography, if you will, of the face. So again, if you hit a little toe, a little heel, you're not going to get 400 RPM of spin change. Maybe you get 50 RPM, maybe you get 100 RPM. Most players aren't going to see that difference. So downrange, you get that tight dispersion, it lands where you expect it to land. It's just incredibly forgiving and incredibly fast.
All right, so let's go into the fairway metals. I'll take that from you. I'll trade you. So you can kind of start to show this one off to us. We'll hold it up right here to the camera that way, Michael.
So some of the same technology, but used in the right way for a fairway wood. So you still have the triaxial carbon crown. You still have the forged carbon on the sole, but in a different manner. You do have some connection pieces here. You got the tungsten weighting. Still with jailbreak AI, there's the tungsten speed cartridge, which really drives the CG low. To get the right launch and spin, we have what's called jailbreak batwing, which is really a way to stabilize the whole head. We have adjustable hosels now, so you can get the right launch and spin, and it's easier to get fit. Just a total package, feeding off the driver. One thing that's really important with Callaway is, you know, we don't just make it smaller. Hey, we're going to take the driver technology and make it smaller in the fairway or the hybrid. We do each individual thing with AI to be perfect for that player type.
This one is really pretty. What's the loft on that?
That's the three. So that's
Yeah. What a beautiful shape you guys did on this.
Yeah. So that's a new thing. We got a lot of feedback from consumers. Some great feedback from the tour players. A little more fairway wood shape, but definitely smaller to get the forgiveness we have in there.
A little bit of rails on the sole.
Yeah. What we call cut wave technology. So, you know, just figuring out how we continue to improve the ground interaction, especially as we went a little bigger. We used to have more of an iron shape.
Yep.
So go a little bigger. You want to make sure you still get that great performance through the turf.
Well, you can absolutely see that the great performance is in store with all of this technology. But before we just went off all of this, I wanted to mention one thing, and that is the work that you guys are doing engineering-wise, design-wise, on the aesthetics of these clubs, Michael. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you. We have a great, what I call industrial design team, and they're constantly looking at what's the future, what's the right color. You know, what's the right font? What's how it all goes together? Sean Toulon, that's a famous name. A lot of people know Sean.
Shawnee.
I know you know Sean. Sean is integral in that as well from his expertise in the industry. So, you know, it is the total package. We have to have performance. That's non-negotiable. If you don't have performance, everything else. But we really do think it's a very sleek, sexy, beautiful package as well. And that's what we're hearing from others.
Yeah, and it definitely is that. And the excitement that is taking place down at the Callaway booth here at the 2023 PGA show is certainly validating all of that. Super excited about what you guys are doing. Michael, thank you so much.
Great. You're very welcome. It's always good to see you.
We wish you the very, very best and continued success with Callaway.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more from this 2023 PGA show. So much cool stuff to show you. Stay with us.
I guess hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time so you feel where you are in your golf swing.
Transition plus 4.2 inches. Length of backswing 50.3 inches.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
Transition on plane.
That's the mic drop.
So many options.
That's what I play.
What? Yeah, definitely.
Nothing feels quite like hitting a PXG iron. That's because we use hollow body construction,
coupled with the thinnest club face in golf and a vibration-absorbing polymer. These technologies make hitting our irons feel soft as warm butter on a hot biscuit and create a bigger sweet spot, which means more forgiveness, better distance, and lower scores. Play PXG and see how sweet real power and incredible forgiveness can be. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Press the green button and start your journey at ireland.com/golf.
It's getting that time of year in Jupiter, Florida right now that really reminds you why you live in Jupiter, Florida. It's been beautiful, nice weather. It's been great time to practice and kind of work on some things. And, obviously Hawaii is always the start of the calendar year schedule-wise, but just something about the West Coast, I feel like once you get to Torrey Pines, it really gets going. So, put in some good work and enjoy the time at home to get ready for a big stretch. It's a good golf course, and when I first played, I struggled with the North course. It just didn't fit my eye. There's definitely a number of holes that are still difficult and maybe not totally comfortable to my eye, but I feel like with the changes, it's not a place that you need to go shoot 67 on, 66 to keep pace. It's a very challenging, sneaky course, and the fairways are very narrow. The rough, I feel, is longer this year, so you definitely need to hit the fairways. But as soon as I played the U.S. Open here a couple of years ago, I quickly realized and remembered how much I like Torrey South and how great of a golf course it is. So I felt like it was one that I needed to add again. I would clearly say whatever John Rahm's game is pretty good for Torrey Pines. It seems like that's not that his game is bad for any course, but seems like he does all right around this place. That was something visually to me that stood out when I played the South course. I didn't remember is how much it favors a left-right ball flight, especially off the tees. And when the greens get firm, I feel like a left-right ball flight is going to hold the greens a little bit better, a little bit more control. And that's something that he obviously does, but something that when I'm playing well and feel like getting a rhythm, I like the ball working left to right. And so visually, it appeals to me off the tee and around the course, but it is. I even said today I played the North this morning, and the fairways are so – it has a little bit of like Olympic vibes to it where it's, you may have a fairway that goes left and the fairway slopes right, and if it's firm, the fairways are damn near unhittable. I mean, they really have a good amount of pitch to them, and it puts a big-time premium on driving. I'd say it's both. It's the hardest part, I think, is getting there, obviously. But when you're in those zones and in those rhythms, golf just comes so easy. It's hard to explain, or it's hard to, I feel like for me, like I almost kind of like took it for granted the couple runs I got on. It's just that when it's coming easy, it doesn't seem like there's any effort. It just seems like you wake up and you're going to shoot 65 or 6, and it's just like the things kind of are going your way. Or even when you're not playing well, you miss in the right spots. And obviously all the best players in the world, I mean, they end up finding their way around contention come Saturday, Sunday, or on the weekend. But, when you start driving it like he does, hitting his irons like he does, and then you get just a halfway decent putting week, he's going to be tough to beat. And I think even when some people, and I'm sure himself included, would say that he was in like a slump or whatever prior to that, he was still in contention, had a chance to win a lot of tournaments. It's just trying to get over that hump of like, okay, I'm not that far off. It's very, very, very fine line out here. There's a lot of really good players, but it's just once you get out there and maybe get it done a couple times, you just kind of remember some of those things that you've done prior.
Justin Thomas, in advance of the Farmers, what's interesting with Torrey is that it is, as he was just talking about, a fine line from a talent standpoint, so too in a performance standpoint. because the players are hitting on average 56% of the fairways, and the greens, they're missing a significant amount of time, and these are greens that are slower. So it is a golf course that is exacting, obviously, off the tee. It is demanding coming into the greens, and then it is demanding on the greens themselves. That's why Torrey is so special, a man that has known success there and a man that is on an absolute tear right now is none other than Jon Rahm. Remember, this is a Wednesday through Saturday to stay out of the way of the NFL playoffs event, which I think is incredibly smart on the part of the PGA Tour. So Jon Rahm was able to settle in and reflect on one thing, kid, you keep it going. And I guess on the other side, how does it feel only 48 hours after your last win?
Feel good, obviously, feeling really good. It's very nice that if I'm going to have a short turnaround after a win, after a tough Sundays, coming to a golf course that, or golf courses that I've had a lot of success and a lot of positive memories at, right? It's always refreshing to come here, and I love this tournament so much that, you know, every time I come, I have that extra motivation to hopefully win it again. Got my first win here, and I would love to be able to repeat as a PGA Tour event and be a two-time champion like many people have done in the past. So hopefully keep playing good, do what I've done on this golf course in the past, and give myself a good chance on Sunday. I mean, it is in my mind, obviously. I've been reminded of it many, many times, and even more knowing where we're coming, right, a place that I've played so good at. So I still need to go out there and shoot a very low score to win. So my mind is on day to day and moment to moment. You know, if Saturday afternoon, I get to enjoy, I walked out the 18 and win, I'll tell you how it feels and how much it was on my mind. But as in right now, I got to focus on the process and what I need to do for tomorrow. I don't want to do too much of stepping back when tomorrow I'm teeing off again for another tournament, right? I'll do that on Sunday or next week. Right now, trying to make it three in a row and extend that if possible. But I wouldn't say I'm taking anything for granted, no. I'm aware very few people have been able to do this. I know I saw some list. I think there's only five or six of us to start the year with two wins, right? Justin Thomas being the most recent one 5-6 years ago. So I'm aware this is very rare, and I appreciate it because, if anything, it's a humbling feeling of how much work you need to put in to be able to do something like this because of the talent that you have out there. So keeps you grounded in the sense of if you want to keep doing it, then output needs to stay there and keep on going. So with that said, no, I don't take it for granted because who knows how long till one of those comes again, right? I think last time I remember somebody winning three in a row was, again, might have been 2017 or 18, was Dustin. And then he had a little injury, and we haven't seen anything like that since, right? So it's, definitely got to appreciate it while it's there, but I'm still playing for number three, so that's a goal right now.
Jon Rahm, definitely with a sense of the weight and the importance of what he is doing, going for three in a row. Very cool shot. That's a live shot. You're looking at the Orange County Convention Center as people are starting to filter into all the various booths and check out everything that is available for 2023. Certainly, golf carts is a major part of the business of golf on a variety of different levels. Adam Harris is joining as the Vice President of Easy Go. Adam, good to see you, my man.
Matt, thank you for having me.
It's
really appreciate
pleasure, it. Our pleasure. Okay, golf carts and the role that they play in the golf industry, so critically important. Could you kind of give us a macro level definition of why it's, as I'm an old golf course operator, and from that standpoint, the carts are critical, not only for pace of play, but also for revenue generation, et cetera. Could you define that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's a more critical piece of a golf operation than the golf car fleet. You know, there you've got a tremendous revenue generator for the club.
Yeah.
You have an essential mode of transportation around that maintains things. And it's only growing. And for us, you know, that's where, you know, with the technology that we have out there, our goal is to, one, amplify the experience, and two, just continue to innovate and help golf course operators make their life easier.
Technology and amplifying the experience, it's something I want to talk to you about for a second. Because golf carts are so much more complicated than any of us could possibly imagine, because of the amount of weight and the amount of, think about it, your car's generally, hopefully, going to be driving on a road. A golf cart is driving over any type of surface condition all the time, and it has to maintain a suspension for everything that it's facing. So could you talk to you about Easy Go, and I guess, if you would, what's under the hood?
Absolutely. So with Easy Go, we really pioneered the lithium technology. Our elite partnership with Samsung has really been a game changer in the industry.
That's beautiful, by
the way. Yeah, well, that's our Easy Go Liberty, and that's a phenomenal community vehicle. I have one personally at home. My wife, my kids, we all love it, going on little commutes like that, and it's phenomenal. And what you're seeing is a very condensed, small pack right underneath the seat there that's going to give you all-day range that you can upsize to fit what your commute is. And it's no maintenance. It's worry-free. You don't have to go back to the old-school technology that's leaving battery acid on the ground and making a big mess. This is something that sort of, it's a worry-free piece. You put air in the tires, you charge it up, you're ready to go.
Some of those pictures that we're looking at too, Adam, you can actually see the suspension. I think as golf carts go, EasyGo to me is the one that provides the best ride.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. We take a lot of pride in that. So for us, we've got an independent front suspension on some of our models, very robust design. And it's, you know, in the end, we're Easy Go. So you're trying to get around easy, comfortable, and that's what we're trying to make happen. So, you know, in the end, we're in the business of having fun, making life easier, and that's what we're all about.
All right, so let's go to that point of having fun and making life easier and tie it into what I was mentioning earlier. Technology, because these golf carts now, think about it, folks, go back 5 years, go back 10 years and think about a golf cart that you're in today and how much that golf cart has changed in terms of the technology that it has within.
No doubt about it. I think if there's anything that I'm excited about in the golf cart space, it's the technology that's going on to it and become an essential part of the operation. You know, so what we've done is, you know, people think of the GPS experience and that's, you know, we believe that's an experience amplifier for us that's unique with high definition screens, integration. We're down to heat maps on the screen that tell you the undulation of it. You've got no excuses to miss your shot, Matt.
Thank you.
And beyond that, for you, like as a golf course operator, you're able to see everything that's going on your course. So you don't have any question around it. We could sit here on our phone, pick it up, look at the course, make sure the operation's running smoothly, and most importantly, protect your asset, protect your guests, make sure everything's safe out there.
It's great. You know, as we're watching these lifestyle videos that you guys have provided us, and Andrew was rolling back from the main studio, so much of it that we're looking at right now, you and I could talk about it in terms of fleet management, because that's what golf courses we have to do. But a lot of this is about individuals. How much is this a growing part of your business?
Oh, it's tremendous. And, you know, as an unexpected outcome of the pandemic, you see people spending more time at home in their local communities, and the demand around personal transport vehicles and in specific EasyGo has been phenomenal. And so it's an area of our business that we love. We love to see the communities with golf carts traveling. I love it. You know, when I get out of work, get home from the office, and I'm able to jump in that golf cart with my family, there's no better experience. It's something that we look forward to, and I see a lot of folks in various neighborhoods all over the country that really enjoy that time outside, open air, and just enjoying the family, enjoying the outdoors, and we're glad to be part of making that possible.
Of course, as the name implies, the PGA Show, I have to imagine that for you and your business, this is a critically important week.
It is. It's probably one of the biggest weeks that we have all year. Come right out of the, you know, the new year, out the chute. We've seen the traffic here this morning has been through the roof, and it's been exciting to, you know, see the rebound from the pandemic and the amount of people that have come by, said hello, you know, working deals, seeing the new product that we have in the booth with our new Arcs V design. It's exciting. We're getting a lot of foot traffic, a lot of oohs and ahs, and that's what we love to see. So we've got some eye-catching product in the booth, and you know, it's just a constant evolution, and that's the pathway we're on to continue to move forward in the market, to bring our consumers new product that looks different year in and year out, that's an area of the golf cart industry that had kind of been slow to evolve, and we've really pushed it forward. So you're seeing stuff that's unlike,
even the tires are so advanced now.
Yeah, the tires, the rims, there's, you know, it's a big piece of the business. And, you know, as you think about it in your community, you want something that looks a little bit different than what your neighbor has. And you're kind of one up in your neighbor in the process. and we definitely believe that we've got some product there that you won't be shy to show around your local community.
I'm sure you would not be shy to show around your Easy Go. Adam, awesome work.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for coming to see me. We're very, very bad. You guys are doing that. Easy Go. As you're looking down on this 2023 PGA show, you know, it's important to remember that this is the 70th edition of this show. In fact, when we had the demo and fitting day earlier, that was the 20th year that the demo and fitting day was held. And it's, of course, over at Orange County National. We had a perfect day for it, thankfully, because in years past, it has been so cold and so rainy sometimes. But yesterday, the highs were about 75 degrees, absolutely perfect, and it was a delight to see everybody back out there again. But the day that the doors open here in the Orange County Convention Center, you're talking about 1 million square feet of space from stem to stern. You know, you're upwards to 1,000 different vendors that are here. Everybody here is selling one thing. They're selling a dream. The currency here is a currency of hope, and we are super excited about everything that lies in store. If you are just joining us, welcome into the 2023 PGA show. We're at the Orange County Convention Center. Matt Adams here with you. Laszlo Varga is joining me. He's the CEO of The Wiz. My man, how are you? It's good to see you.
Great seeing you. Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to have The Wiz back on the show. They're a longtime partner of the Fairways of Life show. But I'm going to ask you this, just in case, because I know new people are learning about us all the time. We're picking up new affiliates every week. Could you tell the world what is The Wiz?
Yes. So it's our first time exhibiting here at the show. It's great to be here. The response has been tremendous. And what we do is it's a wearable technology that gives you a whole new layer of swing data that you've never seen before.
You know, it's a bit like wizardry when you think about this. This device is based on neuroscience, and it has the ability to measure your golf swing. Think about this for a second. You're measuring your golf swing in time and space. Every time you and I have the rare occasion to talk, and I get so pumped up about it because, Laszlo, it makes no sense to me how you were able to develop this technology that's able to measure a golf swing such as you have. So let's start.
All right.
Step one. How did you do it?
So the two co-founders, Christian Berg, came up with the idea that he was hitting he felt that he was going to hit a bad swing. But he still continued doing that. And he started punching himself in the face, thinking that, man, I wish I had something that could just tell me to stop, zap me. So that's where the idea, him and the co-founder, his coach, Marcus Vesterberg, came up with the idea of, let's put something on the wrist that measures your swing, and it can tell you when you're doing something wrong. So 5 years of research and development later, and 50,000 hours of technology, and we got 7 patents all over the world protecting this. It's really unique and groundbreaking technology.
Okay, so now let's get into the technology itself, because these are occasions to have someone of your stature on the show. People are at home are going, whoa, I can see how that applies to my game. You gave us a little hint of it. You called it a zap. You're going to get feedback from the device on your wrist. You also get feedback coming in from the app and more. How do you use it? How do you set it up? And what are some of the parameters that people can expect?
All right, so what we're seeing is a lot of different types of usage, but I'll give you one example. So one of the most common reasons that you're having a slice is that you're coming over the top. So you're not coming on plane, you're coming outside and in. So what you do first is you get your baseline with the Wiz, and you might see that you're coming, let's say, 4 inches over the top.
Whoa.
And you want to move that down. You want to come on plane, and you go get this, you get that data in the app. And to make that happen faster, you turn on the learning stimuli because you want to get that feedback. You're just guessing. Otherwise, you're just standing there and guessing what you're doing. But with the feedback, you set it on threshold. Let's say you want to come on plane. You set it that if you're breaking that plane on your downswing, if you're starting to transition positively and coming over the top, it will let you know immediately.
It is so amazing that you can get this kind of feedback. Now, we talk about it. We've been talking about this whole show, and we do day in and day out. Tour validity is so important to our game. DeWiz has some of the biggest names of all time in the game of golf that are already adopting this technology because of how unique it is. You want to talk to us about your stable? It's impressive.
I mean, we've got Bryson DeChambeau, Annika Sorenstam, Vijay Singh, Henrik Stenson, Yuka Sasso, Lanto Griffin. From a teaching professional standpoint, Martin Hall.
Yeah.
So there's, I probably forgot some, but.
Yeah, you can see some of them on your television screen. There's Martin Hall working on it and wearing it right now in terms of the feedback. I guess it comes down to the old adage, isn't it, Laszlo, that feel really isn't real.
No.
But it can be when you're wearing a DeWiz.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of your swing. And that's the revolutionary thing. I wanted to say that Vijay Singh, for example, he wore it. He's worn it in tournaments. So he wore it at both Furyk and Friends and PNC last year. And what happens then is you can take what you have from the range to the course and compare that data. And to my knowledge, this is the only technology that can do that. Take your swing data from the range into the course, and you can see what happens.
I am curious what happened when that data started coming back. Just, do you know what the comparison was between a practice round versus the real deal?
Yeah, so if we're looking at both of Vijay and Annika, different things happen. So with Vijay, he shortened his swing a little bit, and the tempo got a little bit faster. Looking at Annika, she was extremely consistent. I mean,
no shock there, right? Yeah.
But the interesting thing with her is when she did have a miss, we could also see that in the data. So she got a little bit shorter and a little bit faster with her swing. And throughout, great consistency, but we do have data for the misses too.
So you're triggering more questions in my mind. When you had that data and you knew it came from a missed shot, did you bump it back to Annika and say, this is what the data is showing us? And could she learn from that?
Yes. So, of course, no communication during the round. Everything is collected and then our data science team goes and analyzes it and gives the feedback. So, yes, short answer, yes. And that can help them improve.
Very cool. Now, in what I do, I have the honor of talking about DeWiz on a daily basis because I am crazy excited about the technology, how unique the technology is, the fact that it doesn't exist anywhere else in the world and it can help you play your very, very best golf. I am curious, though, how has the product been adopted at large? Are people getting the message? Are they understanding just how special this is?
I think so. I mean, we're still fairly new. We've been out on the market for 1.5 years. And with the new data, new basically, we're speaking a new language because we're telling you what's happening in your swing. There's an education phase, but if we're comparing the response this year versus last year, we have pros, amateurs, like your recreational golfer coming up to us and say, hey, I've heard about DeWiz. Show me how it works.
I love it. And we can't show you how it works. There's no doubt about that. One of the good ways to learn how it works is on the app. You want to talk to us about the versatility there?
All right. So the device is connected to the app. If you're curious, you should definitely go to our website. There's more information there and our YouTube page where we showcase it. But you can also download the app. And so you don't have to purchase the product if you're just curious. You download it and you can get the experience. Now, the data will not be correct. You can swing. So you actually swing with your phone and you will get the full experience, except the data is not going to be correct. But that will give you what DeWiz is.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. DeWizGolf.com is where you can go for more information on this amazing technology. I always ask you this question too. This technology, to me, suggest that it's applicable to other things, other sports.
Yes.
Is that part of the game plan?
Well, not going too much into it, but basically if you have a repetitive movement and you want to modify that movement.
He says that every time I ask him, by the way. He's like, there's more in the offing. We're super excited about
it. It's super exciting.
I'm so honored to be an ambassador for DeWiz because I know that it's changing the game of golf. You guys are doing something that is cutting edge and it is revolutionary and we're super excited about it. We wish you the very, very best.
Thank you so much for having
us.
And we love working with you.
Thank you so much. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
I'm going to head down there and see how many people are pouring through the booth, and rightfully so. Folks, this is a very, very special place to be. The 2023 PGA Show. everything that you can imagine in the game of golf is inside of the Orange County Convention Center. We're talking about nearly a million square feet of space. If you went up and down all the aisles and byways, you'd traverse about 10 miles of space. Yeah, and that's all the things that these professionals are here for, is all of you. It will be in your golf shops in the coming days, in the coming weeks, and available to you throughout the course of the year. We'll be back here again, and we look forward to your company the next time where we can talk about even more that's going on in and around the game of golf. Until we are together again, thank you, and goodbye for now.